Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to
Dream to the Ivy League.
I'm Simi, Clara,
Diane,
Crystal,
Sally,
Teresa,
Wiki,
Adam, Michael.
Hello everyone, this is Vicky. Today our topic is student society. A student society, students association, is a society operated by students at a university or college institution whose membership typically consists only of students.
Just remember.
Ends of the student society may involve practice a certain hobby or course together, or promote professional development. Examples of common society in most universities are debating society, an international student society, a rock society, a music society, a badminton society, and student chapters of professional society, and so on. In some cases, students' unions are run by the students, independent of the educational faculty. The purpose of those organizations is to represent students both within the institution and internally, including on local and national issues. Students' unions are also responsible for providing a variety of service to students. Depending on the organization's makeup, students can get involved in unions by becoming active in the community, by attending courses and general meetings, or by becoming an elected officer. The student society is an asset to kinds of interesting activities which can enrich our experiences, foster interest, and get more knowledge about different things. On the other hand, by offering chances of hosting and taking part in activities, it helps us to be all-round and all-powerful.
Before recruiting new members, the societies usually pick up the secretaries around the universities. They will prepare a number of interviews to decide which students can be chosen. After that comes the member recruitment. Students typically join societies at the beginning of the school year when many societies present themselves in a society fair to attract the new members. The students may pay a membership fee to the society. Since societies are non-profit organizations, this fee is often nominal and purely access to cover insurance or to fund society events. There is a rigid hierarchy of power in most Chinese student societies. The first class of it may be a director or teacher. The director or teacher's duty is to set up the main developing principle for the society and decide whether some activities could be held or not. The next class of the hierarchy is president or chief, who is responsible only to the director or the teacher. Then, it's several vice presidents who take the orders of the president and at the same time manage different ministers and branches of the society. There are many chief and vice ministers to deal with the details of the branches, and the secretaries of each branches will only to do with the daily events, such as taking notes, arranging activities, contacting with the society members, and so on.
Communication University of China Youth Volunteer Association was established in April 15, 1999, under Youth Lead Committee of the Communication University of China, which is eager to volunteer services of students composed of dedication, love, mutual assistance, progress. For the purpose and an independent voluntary organization,It has many active groups, Sunshine Welfare Groups, Cure Home Group, Hand-Planted Missions and Sign Language Group, in charge of school classes, stadium class, teaching classes, helping the weak full can classes, and sign language performance classes, volunteering services activities, and a secretary of the Ministry of Planning.Responsible for matters relating to things to promote its conventional class scheduling. Communication University of China Fruit Literary Club, since its founding in 1990, has a society of 26 years. As one of the oldest associations, all of the members observe the principle, warm your enemy with warmth, lead life with emotion.The purpose of the Fruit Literary Club next term so far, reading, writing, communication, and the development of multi-level academic novels, poems, essays, film and literary societies inclusive and comprehensive. Club consists of administrative department, editorial department, new media department of the five departments.1,600 branch network members who sign on 60 writers. Fruit Literary Agency is a formal member of the National League Campus Literature, Literary Society's National Students Union, the League of the Reading University Students in Beijing, the official Youth IAU members of the unit, and the establishment of friendly relations with Beijing more than 60 colleges.And universities across the country and the Literary Society Key Universities Literary Society and cooperate with Chinese Writers Publishing Group, Lu Xun Literary Institute, Chinese Poetry Network, The Commercial Press, Dumpling Creation, Sharpkin's Iron Books, Poison APP, Qianlong and other extensively. Society Journal Fruit has published 9 times, Qing Xin Bao,starts publishing 3 papers per semester with the scale of 1,000 share and created operator's original WeChat subscriber Wenqing Fruit. Since last semester, the community has organized Beijing Campus Literary and Cultural Salon. Literary Society representatives of 50 universities in Beijing attend this event.Nutritional Fruit Series of Sharon invited military writer Chen Yanming, radiology expert teacher Zhang Zhijian, promising writers Kong Xinlin and other guests. 300 words miracle script competition intended to send the Blue Bird Cloud Book Miracle Love Letter contest to mobilized.The creation passion of students. Literary Dream Scheme visits teaching elementary school. and also concern about the North Drift of life so that the community feel recognized groups in the successor of responsibility and enthusiasm. Capital University said Wen exploded the view of competition combined with graphics to text emoticons. The flower do not release vellum, reading season series of activities, which is hoping to guide teachers and students to read good books. Good reading promote school reading atmosphere. We won the top 10 club title in our school and topped China Campus Literary Fun Year chart. And other more organizations like Young Volunteers Organization, Young Volunteer Association, some public of Communication University of China offers such services group is project-based volunteer service team. The current long-term relationship with the Today Art Museum, China's first private non-profit museum of contemporary art, and the China Film Museum. Currently, the world's largest national professional film museum, a very solid, which is also responsible for the recruitment of volunteers to Cui Oral History Project. The slogan of Public Sun Group is Sunshine Collection, Harvest Full Warehouse. We put the students who love the public welfare together and working together to serve the construction of major organization, so that students can serve others and gain knowledge and happiness.
The new semester is approaching and the freshmen are coming soon. Do you remember the first week when you came to the CUC? What do you concern about most at that time? Well, the answer will definitely be club. The people in one club always have something in common with other guys, so they can play well together or fight for one goal together. The very club that fits you gives you both fun and a sense of belonging.What's more, it's a perfect place where you can know more people to expand your circle of contacts and open up your eyes. While confronted with so many different clubs, freshmen usually find it difficult to choose the right one. In most cases, they do not know them quite well. The names of this class may sound very strange and you may even don't know what they are for, especially in universities abroad.So now, Teresa will introduce some really old but also famous clubs in the UK for you. Let's start. The Hammer Society in the London School of Economics. Most people agree that Hammers, a North African cake which is a mixture of garbanzo beans, sesame seeds, garlic and lemon, is the absolute favorite. It not only tastes good, but also is cheap and healthy.Then someone created a special community to promote hammers and to introduce it to more people in your life. The club has organized a series of exciting activities, even a Christmas party, and the protagonist is, you can guess, all kinds of hammers. The Robot Football Society in the University of Plymouth. Yes, football can be said to be the national sport in the UK.So it is not surprising that this kind of movement has been transformed to countless versions, including robot football. Plymouth University's robot football community proudly announced that they had won several FIRA, Federation of International Robot Soccer Association. Federation of International Robot Soccer Association.And also broke the humanoid robot marathon world record. We may never be that earnest like them. Just look at World Cup held in Singapore, you will understand. Ah, have to mention the English gentleman. People may think that the pursuit of being a real gentleman is gradually disappeared, but in Kew University, the pursuit of fashion is all, at least in this club.Members take showing the gentleman's style in various aspects as the highest goal. If that means using a hat, monolithic glass, coat, and tuxedo every day, we can only applause. There are still many interesting clubs to list. One of the initial aims of clubs is to let you exert your imagination. So just have fun. Within the scope allowed by the rules, whatever ways of having fun is okay.Hello everyone, you are listening to Dream to the Ivy League, I'm Sally. Let's warmly welcome our guest, the Chief Leader of the Literature Association.
Hello everybody, I'm Simi, it's a great honor to be here.
So Simi, how's everything going these days? Busy?
Yeah, you know, there are many activities these days.
Well, could you tell us what are those activities?
As we are Literature Association, there will be poem competition, Chinese love letter competition, and Chinese composition competitions, and so on.
Sounds great. Multiple choices, huh?
Yeah.
So, how many students are there in your association?
Over 100.
Wow, that's a huge family.
Yeah.But you know, it's very hard to attract every member with our activities.
Maybe they are busy with their own stuff.
Quite a lot. You know, school associations are not like school organizations. We provide members with more freedom.
Then you work on these activities?
We have multiple departments that focus on different parts like administration, publication, edition, and some like, that you know.Each group has about 6 or 7 members.
So, do you think this pattern is efficient?
Well, if every member complete their work in time, it will go well. But you know, we have a lot of huge activities. Sometimes I think we are in lack of people.
So there will be loads of work?
Kind of.
In charge of this large association, do you feel tired?
Yeah, of course, Simon, and you have to be clear what the goal is, you have to write the exact plan, you are supposed to contact related people, that's a really heavy load.
Then how can you keep the balance between your own study and the association work? After all, you are a student and you should not fail the exams.
Absolutely, you know, if you want to build up a good association, there is of no doubt that you have to spend a lot of time on it.But, of course, these are all based on a good study. If these stuffs influence your life, you have to think about whether the association works with it.
You have to make the decision for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Then, what can you get from it?
A lot. You can make many friends who have common interests with you, and it's also a practical way to strengthen your capability.
So, joining an association which you are interested in is valuable.
Yeah.
Thanks, Simi, for today's interview. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Participating in extracurricular activities in college is not only a great way to meet people with similar interests, but also a great addition to your resume. Before you start worrying about finding a job, however, think about which extracurricular activities in college are right for you. Want to highlight your interest in writing? Join the school newspaper? Interested in social work? Get involved with a community service program? extracurricular activities in college are great ways to get your foot in the door of your passion, and hopefully your career. Here's how to choose the extracurricular activities in college that suit you. First, choose a focus. If you don't already know what career you are interested in pursuing, start by asking yourself some basic questions. What was the favorite subject in high school? What subject did you do well in? The answers to these questions are likely to coincide and give you an idea about what you want to focus on. Second, find relevant clubs. In college, you can find a club for just about anything. Even if something seems a little bit interesting, check it out. You got nothing to lose, and it might just turn out to be your favorite extracurricular activity in college. You meet classmates who are desperate and nerdy about underwater basket, living as you are, and gain some great skills to add to receive in the process. Third, consider other options. Clubs aren't the only extracurricular activities in college. Worth trying. Internships and volunteer programs are other options that are highly regarded by employers as well as being a lot of fun. There are many reasons for students to participate in internships in college. Earning college credits, experience, and money are all pretty good motivators. It's also a great way to start talking with staff over your future career. You never know who you meet. Networking. Volunteering is another safe bet as far as extracurricular activities and college go. What future employer wouldn't like to see that you're selfless, hardworking, and concerned with the well-being of your community? Plus, you might just find a passion for a certain cause or issue that could be the job of your career. Love, narrow down your choices. Options. And you want to try other things. But it's important not to overload yourself in the end. There's only one or two extracurricular activities to be truly involved in at any one time. Between your course load and a couple of extracurricular activities in college, you'll be swamped.
Extracurricular activities. It is the final say whether you'll get into the college or not. You got a perfect score on the SAT? Yeah, but Billy played tennis. So I went to a preparatory school my freshman year, and I joined the newspaper club. And the only reason I did was because I wanted to put my comics in the school newspaper. I was a comic freak back then, still am though, but I went to like two meetings and it became very obvious that we weren't going to make a school newspaper. So I stopped going and I was basically a derp for the rest of the year. Sophomore year rolls around and I was going public. And one of my friends, he suggested that I do track and field. And I was like, oh, that doesn't seem like a very physically demanding sport. Yeah. On the first day, I was so bad, I threw up on the warm-up lap. I mean, at least I was pushing myself. On the second day, we ran off school grounds before school started. And everyone else made it back before the starting bell rang. But me, being the slowest one on the team, didn't make it back until first period had already started. And then I had to explain to my teacher why I was late and sweaty. I quit track team after those two times and was basically a derp again for the rest of the year. Then junior year rolls around, and this one girl, she told me, James, you're so funny! You should try out for the improv team! And I was like, yeah, okay. Improv was basically a group of all the cool theater kids. And if you have any experience with theater kids, then you know that they're just a real treat. I walk into the room for tryouts. Everyone is loud, people already know each other, and no one is quiet. Except for me sitting in a chair by myself. Everyone took a turn playing an improv game. And when it was my turn, I went up, and I tried my best. And then I sat back down. And I guess the captain saw something in me because I made the team. And it was awesome. but I only went 2 times. I'm just kidding. I stayed in there for the rest of my junior and senior year. Oh, and the newspaper team at the public school asked if I could make comics for their newspaper. One quick story about improv. So we were considered a competitive improv group that competed against other schools doing shows. And we were playing this one game called Categories. Basically, you were given a category like fruit. We would stand in a line, and if the judge pointed to us, we would have to say something in that category. And if you couldn't think of anything, or you said something that wasn't in the category, you were out. So we played the game, and it comes down to me and one other player. And our category was occupations. And out of the millions of occupations to choose from, the first thing I said was porn star. And everyone started laughing and giggling, but I was too caught up in the moment. Yeah, let's go. Has anyone said crack dealer yet? The judge said I was inappropriate, and the other team won. So that's my story. Did it help me get into a good college? No. But if there's anything you should learn from this, is that you should not be doing any sports.